just in me inside outside. I love you, hold me so tight. We'll dance and party all night. Mambo, mambo, baby. So kiss me in the moonlight. You know it always feels right. We'll dance and party all night. Mambo.
Anyone with cheap, easy-to-use editing software can load up shows like Hooli Cooli into their computers, chop them up, and use the bits to make their own music videos. YouTube has thousands of them, despite music industry pressure over copyrighted songs.
What?
Okay, so Noah and I are going to go through our list of our top five favorite A and Bs. Hopefully there won't be 100% overlap.
There isn't. I made sure. Which might mean that this is a lie and not my real list, but for purposes of today, this is my top five favorite. You go first.
Okay. Is our number one the same?
No.
Really?
No, you know that.
You have a new number one?
No, I have the same number one.
I said, is our number one the same?
I have the same as I've always had.
Okay.
Which, when you hear it, you will immediately recognize.
All right, all right. Do you want me to do all my lists or just
yes.
My number one?
No, go first.
So we do number one, 1, 1, 2, 2, or what?
No. Just go through
one,
your
two,
five,
three, four,
and
five.
I'll go through mine.
Okay. But then I have a lot of videos I want to talk about. My number one favorite video is Memories Dance by Vlad Poner. And it is to the song The Mummers Dance by Lorena McKennitt. And it has a bunch of Studio Ghibli films, all of the Ghibli films up to that point. So why did I pick it? I don't really like this song.
No. Go through the whole list, and we can both talk about stuff.
Oh, talk about why we picked each one? But then it just assumes that people know what each video is.
All right, whatever.
Which they wouldn't.
Do your thing.
Well, I'll give a brief description of each, and then we'll go back and say where we picked them. All right. My number two is Shonen Bishoujo. By someone whose name is ISTIV. I'm not really sure how to pronounce that or if it's short for something. But it is to the song The Spirit Never Dies by a band called Master Plan, which I've never heard of before or since. Number three is the AMV Right Now. Someone is reading this title by Doki Doki to the Van Halen song Right Now. Number four is Engel by Kevin Cadwell, and it is Evangelion, set to the song Engel by Rammstein. And my number five favorite video is I Wish I Was a Lesbian by Absolute Destiny, which is set to the song I Wish I Was a Lesbian by
Don't
Nestle.
Look at me.
I don't know. Set to the song I Wish I Was a Lesbian.
We'll be in the
and there are four different
ones. I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wouldn't have to mess with men and all their come and go and all that awful facial hair and yucky machismo. Oh, I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero.
What is your list?
All right. So, number one is the same as it's always been. It is a very old AMV. Jigoku no Video did it. We're talking like in the late 80s, I think.
Oh, I have one by him further down in my honorable mentions.
Wings of Onyami's set to Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd. I don't know if there's an actual name to the video. The video was created sort of in the the time before time. Whatchamacallit, the cornpone days, when AMVs were something to fill out the beginning of a dub tape. There weren't AMV contests or anything. So, yeah, that's number one. Number two, I think, is the only overlapping title we have, is Memories Dance, which we'll talk about a lot, by Vlad Poner. Number three is Kevin Caldwell again, but it's Believe, which Aaron doesn't like.
But what one is it?
I like it a lot. What do you mean?
What song? What anime?
It's Run Lola Run. To Battle Athletes.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
You don't like it.
Well, I haven't watched it in a while. I'm kind of sick of that song.
Number four is Hold Me, Princess Tutu.
Oh, wow. I didn't want to put that. I thought you were going to make fun of me to put that in my list.
Nope.
So I didn't put it on my
list.
Nope. Because it hasn't really been out for long.
We talked about it. Well, like I said, I kind of jumbled this list up so we wouldn't overlap. Number five, even though it's not a Linkin Park song, but it is in the same vein. It is the AMV Nightmare by Black Sun Productions. It's the Evangelion set to, what is it, Counting Bodies Like...
Oh, actually, that's on my list of favorites in my user profile.
Yeah, well, I believe it. So that's my number five.
Alright, the song is by A Perfect Circle, and it's called Counting Bodies Like Sheep to the Rhythm of the War Drums.
Yep.
There's a very funny Azumangadao video set to that, which I think is almost like a response to this video. Well, the Azumangadao version of this, which was more random and not as well done, but I kind of like it more because it's so out there that it's not an obvious pairing of two things. In fact, it's so much of a stretch that they have to use a lot of effects. It's a bit ridiculous. Alright, so your JMB video, Shiro Learns to Fly, Pink Floyd Learning to Fly, Wings of Onyamas.
Oh, all right.
It's not online.
No, it's not online yet, because a friend of ours, Derek, is going to remaster it.
That tape
eventually
broke.
And put, what?
The VHS tape, and I was like, this is why I couldn't find it. It was in the VCR, and someone spilled water on it, and you can barely read the label, so all you could read was the last two letters of the label, and the tape won't play.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the tape that it's on. So Derek can't remaster it, something he can't watch.
What are you talking about? Tape of All has been destroyed?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did tell you.
Oh.
You don't pay attention to what I say.
I don't remember that.
The label is water damaged. It looks like someone
spilled
water on...
No, it's always been water damaged.
No, you used to be able to read it, because I remember. Mm. Also, it used to be able to play.
That's true.
Now the little spools won't move. I think if we transfer it to a different VHS tape, it might be able to play.
Very sad.
I've transferred spools of tape before.
At least you found it.
It was in the VCR.
All right. Well, still, Derek's going to remaster this. So, why did we pick these? I will say...
You should probably stop this show and go and watch them and then come back.
October! The almighty Gooberzilla, Paul Chapin, brings you an entire month of Philip K. Dick-themed episodes of the greatest movie ever.
The Big Month of Dick. Blade Runner,
Screamer,
Total Recall,
and more.
With an all-star cast of guest hosts, it's the podcasting event of the year.
The Big Month of Dicks.
So if you value your geek cred, you'll head right over to www.fearthegooberzilla.com or your favorite podcatching software. All this month,
The Big Month of Dicks.
Only on the Greatest Movie Ever podcast.
Hi, this is J-Pop from AnimeFE.com. AnimeFE.com is a place where you can come and watch and download tons of anime. If you become a member, you'll also be able to chat, blog, and post in the forums, and much, much more. Also, stop in at the AnimeFE forum and go to the Ninja Consultant category. This is a place where Ninja Consultant and AnimeFE can come and talk all things anime, manga, and the related, everything in between. I can't wait to see you there. Again, the URL is www.animefe.com.
I think, too, don't you have to do something like when you log in animemusicvideos.org, it doesn't let you download a bunch of stuff right away?
Right.
Do you have to be a member for a while and then it lets you download stuff?
No, I don't know. But,
a lot of them you can just find if you search for the complete title on YouTube.
Well, yes, I'm sure that all of these, but the Jigoku no Video one is on YouTube. I'm sure they are. In fact, I kind of know they are.
Because you looked?
Because I kind of looked. But who knows? Stuff gets taken down all the time.
YouTube added an interesting kind of dimension to anime music videos, where back in the day, you could only see anime music videos at an anime con, or on a VHS fan sub tape, which was really hard to get, or just a regular tape
and
of anime.
Hard to watch, because it was ninth generation.
Yeah. YouTube kind of creates a horrible scenario where people who don't know what AMVs are find them inadvertently by searching for any anime title or any song or basically anything.
And then decide to make their own and upload it.
Oh, God.
And make the process even harder.
We've actually had a couple, when we first released our shows on AMVs, a couple of our listeners wrote in and they were like, oh, my friend made one of those. Check it out. There were two of them, I think, sent in by different people. And they were both Naruto videos with the subs left in, clearly made by someone who'd not watched many AMVs or much anime outside of Naruto. And it was kind of a nightmare scenario. So, dear Ninja Consultant listeners, if you're unfamiliar with AMVs, before you send us any recommendations, please watch the video Naruto's Technique Beat by Decoy. And that is the level of technical competency we expect before we actually watch
true.
A video.
I call shenanigans on that video anyway.
Why?
Because
it's all graphic design?
Huh?
It's all graphic design?
It's graphic design, but I would not consider that. It might be video art because it's so flashy and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I don't think that that's a good example of an AMV that has artistic aspirations.
No, it doesn't. I'm saying if you want me to watch your video...
technical quality?
It should have that level of technical skill involved before I'm going to give it a chance.
Or a lot of heart.
Yeah.
And no subtitles.
Yeah. No subtitles. Also, one thing I'm really sick of in amateur AMVs is where they cut to a scene where the characters are talking, but it's not lip-synced, and so the characters are just kind of flapping their mouths randomly. And if you've seen the show, you're like, you might be like, oh, hey, that's when so-and-so is talking about this and such. Chances are, no, it's just a shot of someone's head against the sky talking, and you're only supposed to be like, hey, that's that character. No, just don't have shots of characters flapping their mouths. Even some of my favorite AMV creators who still get in the contest, who are kind of amateurs, still kind of do that, and it kind of drives me nuts. Talking specifically about Skybox.
Good point.
Sorry. Yeah. No mouth flapping. You either have to cut to characters not talking, or you lip-sync it. There's no in-between. It looks shitty. Sorry, guys.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. So what, you're saying now we gotta watch all these and that's a separate show? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying our listeners have to stop this show.
Oh!
Watch the videos, and then they know what we're talking about in our discussion.
I see.
Because they've never heard these songs or seen half of the shows involved. I'm able to be able to recognize all the anime and shonen bishoujo. I'm a freak. There's no need for that.
No, all of them?
Yeah, even the ones I didn't know I looked up.
Oh, all right. So, well, but you didn't know them immediately. Not on first viewing.
I knew like 80 or 90% of them. And then the other 10% I figured out over the next couple years.
Yeah, you're a freak.
Part of going to film school was recognizing things in a single frame. Like, after you've edited 16mm film
a little bit,
you can be like, I saw the X for where you cut. Because it wasn't all digital when I went to school. It was the last days of the Steenbeck. So we would edit actual film, physical film, with a pencil that you mark on the film and you put an X where you're going to cut and like
you
an O.
You are old.
Shut up.
You are old.
It was like the last year they did that.
At least you had Steenbeck's to edit on.
It was amazing. It was like an old Russian piece of machinery that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I had that experience. Do you want to go over your list first or do you want me to go over
Sure, I'll do it. So, the Wings of Onyamas video, which at this point you will not be able to watch, but I will describe to you as best I can, vaguely in terms of themes.
Maybe one of our fans has a copy that they can put on YouTube.
Maybe, that would be awesome. Wings of Onyamas, of course, if you've heard our top-rated show on the movie, it's about the first steps of a human-like race into outer space and how awesome that moment is for everyone in the movie.
Recently being re-released on $80 DVDs from Bandai Visual.
Thank you.
It'll be a while before we can buy that.
Yeah. But what I mentioned in that show, I'll say again, which is watching Wings of Onyamas, I get the same feeling I got from watching 2001 A Space Odyssey at the end, which is...
Sleep?
No, that's you, or
oh, okay.
Dan.
Or my
which
mom.
Which is... Or your mom. This very heavy feeling of, oh my God, someday we're going to be a spacefaring people.
With some thumping bass.
With some thumping bass out the window. I'm sorry, folks, it's very hot.
Yeah,
so
we have the window open
the
and
window
the fan
open,
on.
Which is
so.
How the giant monster insect got in. Learning to fly is perhaps an obvious choice, but the way that it's edited makes for a transcendent experience. Because what you don't get in Wings of Onyamas is you get sort of the profound impact that it will have on mankind or on that species, you know, that race of human-like people. But what the Jugoku no Video AMV does is turn it into a spiritual experience for the character and the viewer. There is a transcendent moment at the end of the video where it is as though time has suddenly stood still. That this moment is like the shift of a paradigm. It is the most important instant in everything that has led up to that moment, and it's crystallized by that AMV.
So the AMV gets across the theme and the point of the film in
better,
2.5 minutes.
In 2.5 minutes,
better than
the
movie
fact,
does in 2 hours.
The film does. Which is nothing against Wings of Onyamas. It is instead that someone took the tact to make, well, Jugoku no Video took the tact to turn his, you know, AMV into that experience. So I'll leave the Memories Dance for Aaron, because I want to talk more about Believe, the Kevin Caldwell video, which takes the first track from the Run Lola Run soundtrack, which, if you haven't seen the movie, I'd recommend the movie too. It's a driving rhythm that is supposed to imply movement, running, breathing.
And Battle Athletes is about a girl who's a star runner. Like, her mother was a star track runner, and she's running and running and running. So it's kind of an obvious pairing, Run Lola Run, a song from Run Lola Run with a show about someone who's a track star.
That's true, but thematically speaking, Battle Athletes, it's a mediocre show at best.
We haven't watched the ending yet.
And
I know AWO and stuff and some other people, old school hardcore people, have watched the whole thing and it has a very different ending. We gotta watch the last disc.
All right, well, then we should get on that.
All right.
It's at the very... So if I can't... I haven't watched the end, I can't call it mediocre. It's at the very least uneven.
Yeah.
And it doesn't aspire to much.
Oh, it's very uneven.
And so he's able to cobble together, and Kevin Caldwell is one of the great AMV creators.
Yeah.
Who sort of started the whole thing off as the grand movement that it's become. He was able to cobble together a short film about effort, where you really feel, above and beyond anything that's in the series, you feel the experience of running. And of straining.
Well, there's a kind of narrative to it that he's built that isn't necessarily the one from the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a feeling behind it. But yeah, you're right. It's like a little short film. It's neither like the movie that the song is from, nor like the anime, that there's a plot to this AMV. Next.
And next. Moving right along. Princess Tutu, the Hold Me.
We already kind of talked about that a lot.
We touched on that. Nightmare by Black Sun Productions. It's harrowing and uses the song and the source material from Evangelion. It plays it up for its horror value and strips away where I feel that the series goes, Evangelion. It strips away to sort of the raw primal, greasy, disgusting core of human drama. It's just got this immersive feeling of dread.
Yeah, it totally does. It's not my favorite of AMV. It's not even my top three.
I know. Well, we have to have different lists.
I know.
You picked Angle.
I did.
Angle's good.
Angle's hilarious.
Go for it. I don't know what your problem is. You're making faces over there.
I'm trying to download Learning to Fly so I can use it in as the bumpers for the show.
I don't know if that's
really
the best.
Well, I'm worried that some of our younger listeners have not heard the song. What would they need to with their Usher and
with the hippin' and Backstreet, the hoppin' and the bippin' and the bopin'.
They don't even get that joke because they've never seen the Cosby Show.
Oh, man.
That's how young they are. That's how old we are. What do you want me to talk about? My list?
Talk about your list.
Okay. Memories Dance is by Vlad Poner. And Vlad is a Canadian fellow who's getting on in years. No, he's not that old yet. But before he was an anime music video editor, he made various Star Trek fan music videos. And I think it's worth noting that I have not really ventured much into the realm of fan videos of live-action shows. They don't really appeal to me as much for some reason, and I can't really put my finger on why. I've seen one or two Harry Potter fan videos, I've seen one or two Star Trek fan videos, and one or two Doctor Who fan videos. It doesn't really get to me in the same way. I don't think it's because I like anime more. Maybe there's a certain amount of elasticity in cartoon characters doing things that you don't have with real actors. I'm not really sure why. Anyway, Memories Dance, when I first saw it, I hadn't seen every Studio Ghibli film yet. But after watching the AMV, I knew that I had to. And that was the first thing I had to do, was to go out and watch all of the Ghibli films, not just the one or two that I'd seen. As an anime fan, you owe it to yourself and everyone else to, at the very least, watch all of Studio Ghibli, all of Miyazaki's movies, and all of Takahata's movies. Then you can call yourself a fan, because frankly, in Asian countries, there are girls who are not anime fans who love all Ghibli films and have seen all of them without really being a fan of anime. That it kind of goes beyond good anime into just good films. And they're forced to be reckoned with. And when you watch Memories Dance, even though I don't really like that kind of cheesy song, and I saw the original music video for it when it was on in the early or mid-90s, and it's kind of a weird music video to begin with, Memories Dance does something that the original music video for the song didn't, and it kind of brings this new meaning and life to it, and it brings back all of the sort of themes of Miyazaki, and it cuts from how Kiki is riding her broom, and then the children are riding Totoro, and it shows you how all of Miyazaki's films are doing the same thing. I think we did talk about this in an earlier show once.
But that's okay.
But it really brings it together in one succinct point. Even if you marathon the movies back-to-back, you wouldn't really get this sort of match-action cutting that you get in Memories Dance. Shonen Bishoujo is ridiculous. Tour de force. No, it's the same. I like it both ironically and sincerely, if that is at all possible. Because it is sort of this ridiculous metal song, semi-metal, it's like hard rock. It's sung very sincerely about these guys and fighting and something about their hometown, and they're all so tough, and they're gonna fight, they're gonna do whatever it takes, they're gonna go to the last... I should actually be reading the lyrics, and I'm not, but whatever.
It's the most shonen...
Never give up,
AMV.
Never give in... What is it?
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing, because I'm gonna win. And that song is truly the most... encapsulates so much of the spirit of Shonen Jump and Shonen manga in general. That it's a perfect pairing, but it's not just enough. Like, if it was just a Naruto video, that would not be enough. Instead, this guy, the creator, whoever it is, ISTIV, he has gone to the trouble of capturing images and clips from every Shonen Jump and like Shonen whatever title ever, and strung them together in the most improbable of ways, and there's never a shot that just has one show in it. He always throws in characters from three different shows in every shot, and it has been a ton of work. And
a good deal more.
Minimum three shows per shot. Even if it's just a shot of Ed from Fullmetal Alchemist spinning his watch, there's a bird from another show flying through the background.
And characters across shows and across universes, they're all singing along to the same...
They're all lip-syncing. A lot of times...
Same song. It's this big brotherhood of shonen.
So it's bringing together the theme from all of these disparate different shows that are actually the same show, and they're all singing the same song. and there's a 10-minute guitar solo. It's thoroughly ridiculous. And when you break out of that guitar solo, it has Orochimaru singing the villainous part of the song, and it's just perfect. Because he's lip-syncing with his ridiculously long tongue, and it just works so well. Like, I really feel the spirit of that song and sort of the shonen fighting spirit whenever I watch this video. And it kind of, it makes me feel better on a bad day. Like, that's that is the power of this particular AMD. I don't watch Memories Dance over and over again or for laughs, but I will watch this both to feel better and also for a laugh. Like, both sincerely and ironically. The next video on my list is one of Doki Doki's, and to be perfectly honest, I would be lying if I wasn't saying I was biased. I was a fan of Doki Doki's videos for a while, and I was reading his live journal, and at one point he was like, I've decided to come to Otakon, I need a room or whatever, and I had some space in a hotel room, and I was like, hey, do you want to stay in our room? And I think maybe he listened to our podcast,
yeah.
And he was like, oh, I've heard of you or whatever. And so we did get to meet him, and he's also Canadian.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we got to talk to him, and he knows all the other AMV creators, and goes to Anime Week in Atlanta each year, which is like the big AMV con. We did get to talk to him, and sometimes I'll chat with him online.
Super nice, super awesome guy.
Yeah,
very soft-spoken.
Really yeah.
Intelligent and super funny.
Yeah, he was really great. Since I'm kind of friends with him, it's sort of biased to be like, oh, he made one of the top three AMVs. No, but seriously, like, I was a fan of his before I met him. It still counts. And I try to do a thing on my list where I don't pick more than one video by the same creator. So there's only one Vlad video, only one Doki Doki video on my top five.
Right.
That's kind of our friends circle way to be fair. And your top 10 list of movies, there can't be two by the same director. For my top 5 AMVs, one reason I didn't put Hold Me Now on the list is because it's only been out for a couple of years. And these for this list, I tried to pick videos that have been out for more than 3 years and that I've watched many times. Mm. One of the lasting things about AMVs is like if I watch them over and over again, they're still good. And I still like them as much. And I watch them more often than I've watched my favorite movies. Because they're so short. Whereas watching my favorite movies over and over again is a serious time commitment. Right now, someone is reading this title, Changed My Life Forever. No. Right now, someone is reading this title to the Van Halen song Right Now. And a lot of our listeners might be too young to remember when the Van Halen song Right Now came out. But I was a teenager, and I saw the real video through some means because I didn't have MTV. I think really what I saw first was a Saturday Night Live parody of the Right Now video. So that was what was cool at the time. So many years later, when I saw this video, which probably came out close to the time the real Van Halen song came out, then it was, like, the pop culture reference was not lost on me. And I'd been watching the anime used in it. I'd kind of been watching retroactive older anime fan sub tapes from friends of mine who'd been in the fandom for a while, as well as new stuff that was coming out. So I was familiar with Kimigori Orange Road, which has a really funny joke in this video. It's a parody of the original music video, where they used a lot of text and fonts, and you could kind of read along with the video. And it was sort of a political statement in the original Van Halen video, but in the AMV, it's a big kind of joke, and there are things, statements about the fandom and the time, or statements of different shows, and there are a lot of in-jokes. I haven't watched it in a while, actually.
Well, I remember what is extremely striking for me is it
right
goes
now,
through...
Hikaru is moving on with her life?
No.
That's the best part.
No, it's where it shows the little kid, the live-action footage of the little kid watching whatever it is on the television set.
No, he's watching Pokemon, and he's jumping up
watching
and down.
Watching Pokemon, and the title, or the entry title is, Right Now, Another Fan is Born.
Yeah.
And it's like a jump-up-and-cheer moment where that's absolutely right.
It's like a revelation. And really, that is what happened. A lot of our listeners who wrote in, especially in their early years, they said, I was a Pokemon fan, and I stopped watching Pokemon, and then I saw Fullmetal Alchemist, and I realized I like anime.
Yeah.
And I realized Pokemon was anime, and I got back into it. Pokemon, you have to remember, was on when I was in college.
You are so old.
I know. Jesus.
Old.
It might have been on, it was on broadcast TV when I was at the end of high school. But anyway, number four on my list is Engel by Kevin Caldwell, which is the Rammstein song Engel. So this is... He has paired them for comedy and not for seriousness. Rammstein, I've seen them in concert, is not a very serious band. They are hardcore, but it is ironic. And
mostly.
Mostly
I
ironic.
Don't know.
There's a bit of sincerity.
Yes.
The lip sync in this is brilliant. And it has all the characters. It's often they're lip syncing from ridiculous positions. Like Misato presses her face against the glass to look out the window of the Navy ship, and he has her singing lyrics at that point with her face pressed against the glass. And it works very well, and it's very, very funny. Then the matching of voices in the song to characters in the anime is extremely funny. Shinji has the girly voice singing, and Asuka has the very deep German voice, because Asuka is supposed to be from Germany, which has much been lambasted in American fandom. I don't know if Japanese fans ever even think about that.
Probably not.
Probably not. It's done to brilliant effect, and I think it's just so funny. And it's difficult to show to fans who haven't seen Eva, but even if you've seen some Eva, then this is still a good video.
And it is... Is it an obvious pairing? Well, probably not.
Not the way he does it.
But when you read the translated lyrics, it is the story of Evangelion.
Oh, really?
I have them up on the screen.
Okay.
Just as the clouds have gone to sleep, angels can be seen in heaven's keep. Alone in fear, they question why. God damn it, not an angel when I die.
How is that the story of Eva?
There's... Huh?
What?
You don't think that it has the same dramatic resonance as...
I guess you could say it captures Shinji's anger.
Children piloting angels who are... Spoilers. They have to kill angels and then discover that they probably
shouldn't
have been doing that all along. I think it's relevant.
I think it's a great video to learn about lip sync, for one thing. And then number 5... I kind of picked because, besides having the most hilarious AMV title, I Wish I Was Lesbian, it's one of the ones, I think it's the top downloaded AMV because of the title.
Yeah.
It just spotlights several shows, and so you don't really get bored with, like, it's not just one show where someone wishes they were a lesbian. When the joke starts to get old, they switch to a different show. And they pick very popular shows everyone has seen. The opening is all FLCL, and that part is cut really well. And then they have a Cowboy Bebop segment, and Kurikano is not as much well-seen as it was when this video came out, but when it did, everyone had seen His and Her Circumstances, and they did Ranma 1/2, and everyone had seen Ranma 1/2 at that time. And so it is playing to the crowd as a crowd favorite, and it is a comedy song, but they're using some comedy series, some non-comedy series, to build pairings that weren't already there in the show. Sometimes it was, other times not. I think the Ed and Faye Valentine thing, it's a bit of a stretch. Other times, like the Akane thing, not really a stretch, but that makes it funny also. So the reason I picked this, though, is when I randomly show AMVs to the people very late at night at parties that I have at my apartment, this one usually goes over quite well. With people who have seen only one or two anime series, it's usually one from this video. The video just has kind of a funny universal appeal, where you can get the point of it even if you're not a fan of AMVs. It's not like I like that one Maihime video about my time is running out, because it works really well, but it only works that well if you've seen Maihime and if you know about AMVs, and if you don't, you're just like, who are these random crap characters, like, beating each other up? I wanted to do a few honorable mention videos, which I will list at the bottom of the show notes. The Pokemon Bitches video by Mindless Self Indulgence. Is so ubiquitous on YouTube. There are so many multiple copies, because even one of my friends who had seen anime but had never heard of AMVs, they asked me if I'd seen this video and said that they randomly watch it sometimes late at night. It's an inappropriate song. Bitches love me because they know that I can f-.
Yep.
And it's Pikachu singing that, and so it's the hilarious contrast that never gets old. There are some parts of it that are not as edited well, and I think it is edited from VHS tapes, recorded off WB or whatever, but...
Probably, but it adds to the ghetto aesthetic.
Yeah, there's a certain ghetto aesthetic. Even the song itself also has that kind of poorly recorded aesthetic. So it's paired well. So I think that's another video with great universal appeal that you could show to your friends who hate Pokemon or love Pokemon, and it doesn't really matter. They'll both think it's funny. People who've heard of Pokemon, everyone's heard of Pokemon. Anyone could get this. I like Crazy Ass Violence by Big Big Truck. which is a very old school video where she clearly worked very hard to get the best VHS rip of Akira that she could.
Yep.
To that one song.
To LL Cool J, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mama Said Knock You Out.
Mama Said Knock You Out. A song I hated, but then I watched this video and I was like, that's kind of a good song. This is kind of a good video. And
yeah,
she clearly used all of the sources available at the time. It's a very old video.
Yes. I hated it too, but I gotta say, first line, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. That's awesome.
Yes.
So this is an aside.
It adds a new appreciation to music. I like the video Rhythm Animation by Lost Boy. You don't like it. It's listed on various AMV creators' top five list, like Vlad's.
Sure, and it's not that I don't like it. I do like it, actually.
It introduced a song I hadn't heard before, and there's some anime in it I didn't know about. But for the most part, it's match cutting. It's a visual style. That there are a lot of animated backgrounds in this video, and they weren't going for any sort of narrative or aesthetic. The creator was just going for the feeling of rushing inwards to the screen.
Yeah.
He was going for a match action cut, and he achieves that really well. So it's all of the scenes, like from Lum, Beautiful Dreamer, where she's flying along, and it's characters flying through animated backgrounds. If you don't know what an animated background is, you can find out by watching this video.
And you do get an awesome feeling of movement.
Yeah, you get the feeling of... It was not meant for a contest, it was meant to be projected onto the screen at a dance. Or yeah. The rave or whatever. And I think in that context, it must have played really well. I like Janae and the Bugrum Live by Studio Hybrid, which has, what's that anime? Legend.
Good God. I don't know, why am I blanking? El Hazard.
Ah, The Legend of El Hazard. I almost had it looked up.
It's just El Hazard, dude.
But it's a comedy video with the bugs from the show. And they're dancing.
To
the most ridiculous song. It's not in English. I don't know what language that is.
It's in gibberish.
It's in some crazy gibberish language. It's just a fun video, even if you've never seen the show or even heard of the show. You can tell that's a bad guy lip-syncing. One video that was popular for many years and doesn't make the top list anymore is Odorikuru or something by Aokake Zest Digital. It's like a dance video, but it uses a lot of anime that I have not seen, even to this day. Odokuru. Or something. It has like a pop idol dancing a lot on stage, and then there are like scenes of other characters dancing from Trouble Chocolate and other weird crap that we don't even watch. Every time I play it, you're like, oh, this one. Actually, I just bring it.
Talking about Mambaleo?
That's the song. The name of the video is Odokuru.
Oh, alright. Then, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's good.
Is it Mambaleo?
I think so.
It has a long intro.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Get a little bit of music in there, so we know what we're talking about. Oh, I can play well. Odorikuru. I can't pronounce it. This one.
See, that you can use for a bumper. I got it.
I like some.
Yes.
Anyway, what are those dancing frogs from? Jesus, like, all of the... Even now, like, the more anime I watch, the more I know where all of the source footage is from in the videos. I like, and I still don't know where the source video of that AMV is from. And I think that mystifies me. Even if it's shows like Trouble Chocolate I saw once and hated forever, I'm still willing to put up with it in the context of that video. And dance videos are another kind of sub-genre of AMVs. I think this one is one of the few that I like. I think it's easy to cut together a bunch of scenes of characters dancing, but you really have to get it just right. And yeah, you can throw in that scene from Perfect Blue where the pop idol stars are singing, and yeah, everyone uses that, but that does not make a good dance video. Good dance videos are hard to do.
Yeah.
Always Hardcore by Nostromo, we've talked about on this show before.
Yeah.
And it combines scooter band that we've not heard of, that is not actually that good, to an anime that we like, to cheesy but awesome effects. Eva Bebop by Aqualand Studio was a sort of groundbreaking and shocking anime of its day, where it took the Cowboy Bebop opening scene, opening credit sequence, but they used elements from Evangelion, much to hilarious effect. And that's another subgenre of AMV that is the match action new opening sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Some of which please crowds really well, and others, like, there's this one AMV that I heard the creator talking about on someone else's podcast, where he'd spent years, or was it Doki Doki telling us about it? He spent a long time recutting one piece to look like a certain Naruto opening.
Mm-hmm.
But no one in the audience at the con had seen enough One Piece to watch, like, the fifth One Piece opening, so it was totally lost on them how exactly perfect, like, that character is just like that character, and when they're paired together, it's just exactly like Naruto.
But now, if we're talking about this, see, that is about technical proficiency.
Yeah.
That...
I think you can get some clever inside jokes into there.
Well, sure you can, but I'm hard pressed to defend that as art.
But what about the Eva Bebop one?
It's really impressive.
Alright. My other favorite Doki Doki video is Lollipop's Sunshine and
Yeah. We part ways on that one. Sorry, Doki Doki.
That's some band called Inequity, The Bullet's Breath. That's the name of the song or the band. I don't even know. But it's Cardcaptor Sakura and it's like heavy metal screaming music. And I just thought it was really funny. Also, it's one of the I think it was one of the first Otakons that I went to.
Mm.
So it holds a special place in my heart. This Video Sucks by Doki Doki. To Dennis Leary's Life's Gonna Suck. There have been a couple Life's Gonna Suck videos.
Yeah.
His is best.
Oh, that's true.
We were talking about Weird Al videos earlier.
Mm.
The best Weird Al AMV is that one that was on the tape of all that I put on those Christmas tapes that I gave
people. Slime Creatures from Outer Space? Christmas at Ground Zero?
Christmas at Which Ground one? Zero.
Yeah.
And there are a few AMVs out there to Christmas at Ground Zero. They're not as good as the Cornpone AMV that was only on the VHS tape. And last time I searched YouTube, I did not find it again. Do not watch the inferior Christmas at Ground Zero Big O video. It is not as good. And finally, I wanted to mention the Jugoku no video guy, JNV, is also Rich Lather. And one video by him that is available, although you can't get that Wings of Onyamas one yet, it's called Why Nasuka, and it's the Mike and Mechanics song Why Me. And it is cut from a VHS source of Nausicaä, and you have to keep that in mind, or Nausicaä, however you pronounce it. But I don't like Mike and the Mechanics, per se, and it's exactly the kind of cheesy 80s pop song I would never listen to. It's not even... I like new wave 80s music, because it's ridiculous. I don't like this song. But this song, paired with possibly one of my favorite anime movies of all time, brings forth this feeling that's not necessarily in the show. I don't really think in the movie so much. I don't think Nausicaä laments her position. Like, why me? Why is it happening to her? Why does she have to be the one to lead her people? I think it kind of comes through in the comic, where she has to face her inner darkness. You should read the Nausicaä manga, by the way. It's the best manga ever written. Like, what do you think is the best manga?
Probably Akira.
Okay.
But I haven't read that much manga, so... by comparison.
But it kind of brings a feeling out of... The aesthetic is there. And it's such a solid video. And it's so sincere.
Mm.
And so well done, despite being just VHS, that it's worth checking out. So you can get an idea of what AMVs used to be like when they were really good and really, really hard to make. And if you were going to put forward the effort, you might as well put forth the effort to do it really well.
Mm.
I guess to kind of close... I'd like to read the intro to someone who's important in the AMV world is Fade, P-H-A-D-E, because he runs animemusicvideos.org, which was, until YouTube came around, the source to find AMVs on the internet. There's a long, if you want to learn how to make AMVs, there's a super long FAQ, and it's very specific, and there's even a Macintosh version, and they have all these things about how to make them on animemusicvideos.org, so you're not just out there, you know, cutting things and whatever
which you do, we know you're doing it.
And we know you're,
we
doing,
know you're doing it.
You
Stop
can
it.
You can do a higher quality video if you read these guides. What Fade points out at the beginning, I think, is at the root of why there are so many bad AMVs on the internet. It's what people have failed to do. In the very first part of the guide, it just says, the ultimate goal of any anime music video creator is to make a good video. The ultimate goal of any anime music video is to entertain. Here's a brief guide on how to accomplish that goal. Step one, prepare. Before you get started on your own video, you must first figure out what is a good anime music video and what makes it good. Figuring this out isn't some 10-minute revelation. You have to watch many videos, over and over, that are considered good. Watch them closely. Watch them several times in a row. Why is this video good? Be sure to watch a minimum of Fade's required viewing. Fade's required viewing. Figure it out, and then try and do what they did. Then watch some mediocre videos. Why are they mediocre? What makes them mediocre? What could the creator have done to make the video better? Now don't get too cocky here on what they could have done better. There are plenty of legitimate reasons why they didn't make it as good as they could. Insufficient equipment, insufficient time, insufficient footage, not enough effort, or they just plain got tired of making the video and just wrapped it up. At any rate, notice what could have been done better and try to avoid what they did. Learn what not to do. I'm not going to give you a list of mediocre videos. I'm sure you found some on your own. And motivation is number two. The next question may come as something that you've not thought of. Why should you make an anime music video? Contrary to popular belief, creating an anime music video does not make you cool. This misunderstood belief is the cause of the majority of crappy videos out there. What will make you cool is creating a video that is appreciated by your fellow creators and AMV fans. So, contribute a video to the world that represents the best of your abilities, is a fresh concept, and is a video that you believe will be appreciated by others. So now that you've got a general idea of what to do and what not to do, it's time to start on your video. And then they have the various steps. But I think Fade is correct here in his assertion that most of the bad videos that you find on YouTube are videos made by someone who saw a fan video once and decided that they could do the same thing. Which is true. They can. It's just a really bad idea. People who are just out there randomly cutting together Naruto videos, and it's always whatever the big shonen shows is at the time. It used to be Inuyasha videos. You don't need to participate in the AMV community, per se, but in order to make a really effective video, you should probably have watched a lot of other videos, more than 50, more than 100, and then you'll know what's up. And yeah, you should watch the ones that are good more than once, and so you can get some idea of what they did and why it worked. You don't need to use compositing and a lot of fancy special effects, but you're going to have to put a lot of time and effort into it. If you can make it in 5 minutes, it's probably not worth watching.
Yeah, you have to figure out, and when we say what works, what has impact, what creates resonance, what gets your idea across to the viewer effectively and with power.
Yeah, you want to say something that hasn't been said in 1,000 videos already. So, if you were going to make your own video, the first thing you should do is go to animemusicvideos.org and search for the song that you're thinking of, possibly paired with a show that you're thinking of. And if you see a list of 1,000 anime, like 1,000 AMVs set to that song, don't use that song.
Yeah.
Pick a different song. Or watch all of the videos made to that song until you're sick of that song, and then maybe you'll think twice about using it.
Aaron tried to make an AMV once.
Yeah, someone else made the same video, like, before I could finish.
Oh, really?
Also, my computer kept crashing, and when I got a new processor, I don't have that kind of video editing problem. Yeah, I wanted to do Read or Die, set this to the Reading Rainbow.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of.
Oh, I was going to do a Howl's Moving Castle AMV set to Groove Armada.
House That Funk Built.
This is the House That Funk Built. Groove Armada style! And so my sort of...
Make Howl's Grooving Castle.
Howl's Grooving Castle, that was going to be the name of it. But then my vision for the video is to have the castle sort of dancing. And sometimes how Howl's hair changes color, I was going to do like a sort of strobe effect where it changes a bunch of different colors and other things like that. Trust me, it was going to be awesome. If my computer didn't keep crashing and I had thousands of hours worth of time, perhaps I could have finished it. Maybe as yet, I will someday get cancer and be laid up in bed for enough time that I can make an AMV. Yeah, and by then, no one will remember Howl's Moving Castle, anyway. Maybe one of our listeners will listen to it and be like, here, I made this video, and I'm like, that wasn't what I was thinking at all. First of all, I was using the censored version of the song, where instead of saying, shake that ass, they just say, shake that thing. No, I see you
not
out there shaking that thing.
Right.
Shaking not that thing. I wanted to make it family-friendly.
There you go again.
Look, the castle doesn't have an ass to shake. This
yes,
podcast is over.
I see you, baby.
And now let's get the latest on do-it-yourself entertainment. People are making their own music videos to go along with their favorite songs. This practice is especially popular with fans of anime, Japanese animated cartoons. The talent and skill of those amateur video editors was on display at a recent anime convention in Baltimore, and NPR's Netta Ulaby was there.
Anime is a fantastical form that comes in full-length movies or episodic TV shows. It's about happy kitty cats, intergalactic bounty hunters, or saucer-eyed school kids with robots that jump out of their heads.
Quit playing! It's got Nina Mori!
Anyone with cheap, easy-to-use editing software can load up shows like Hooli Cooli into their computers, chop them up, and use the bits to make their own music videos. YouTube has thousands of them, despite music industry pressure over copyrighted songs. Part of the wonder of these videos is the span of tastes they reflect. Each video weaves together clips of their creators' most beloved shows, matched to music to evoke moods or suggest stories. It's a twin act of fandom, marrying a great song to a great show.
It's very much like any artistic endeavor, except the medium is we're working with computers and music and video.
Bob Babcock is an aerospace engineer by day and an anime music video editor by night. He's now mingling with his kind at Otakon, one of over 100 anime festivals held so far this year in the U.S. Otakon drew over 20,000 fans, many of them costumed like their favorite characters. Babcock says anime's had a following in this country for decades, but it really took off about 10 years ago, when Japanese kids' cartoons like Pokemon were dubbed into English and syndicated. Now you can find anime clubs at nearly every U.S. college and tons of high schools. At Otakon, young people rush to compete in a music video trivia contest.
Here we go.
The players must identify the shows used in the videos. Each mixes in dozens of them in clips that last just for seconds.
Perfect Blue.
Yep, that was in there.
Angelic Lair.
Yep.
Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
22-year-old Saker Alexander won the contest. He's dressed in a futuristic military outfit. Alexander watches homemade anime music videos, or AMVs, on a specialty website based here in the U.S. that has almost 700,000 members. Alexander is thrilled by the chance to see AMVs mixed live in the convention's annual Iron Editor Contest.
A lot of us watch AMVs for fun, and it's kind of cool to see one being made, like, right there live in front of you. And it's sort of got that suspense that Iron Chef has in that it's more interesting to see the results of something like this when people are unprepared.
Two young men are selected to compete with two video editing systems, five animes, and 2 hours to make a music video on stage in front of hundreds of cheering fans. Jeff Heller and Bryce Wynant usually devote weeks, even months, clipping, syncing, and compositing.
You're really under pressure, and you've really got to get it done. Because the audience, ultimately, this is not a competition. It's an event to entertain, and you have to make something worthy of entertaining them.
What goes through your head when you have to put together an animated music video in 2 hours?
Oh, crap.
The two know what the titles are in advance, but as on the cable show Iron Chef, the judges throw in a secret ingredient at the last minute, a mystery anime. Contestants must adhere to a theme. This time, it's the world's last hope, and all of the source anime has apocalyptic elements.
And editors, you guys have about 30 minutes left.
The judges are also young guys who've made their name as talented AMV editors. They hold their own contests in their basements. They announce the new Iron Editor by playing his video on the big screen.
Come on!
Judge Kevin Chu.
Bryce's video is so epic, like, and it really seemed like it had, like, a story, like, conflict, and at the end he had this, like, epic battle at the end, and I was like, wow, that really fits the theme, because we really thought editing was there, the secret ingredients there, but Bryce had the theme, like, hands down. It was fantastic.
Bryce Wynant took home a medal, a stack of DVDs, and, most importantly, a new reputation among his peers.
It feels amazing. I never expected it, because I'm like, you know, I'm a noob compared to everybody else. Before I started editing, the people that make good videos, they're like my heroes, like Jeff, Alan, a whole tons of people that just make amazing videos, and when I get to meet them, I'm like, oh my god, it's like a celebrity. I mean, now I'm friends with them, but before, it's just like, it's just crazy. It's like living like a Hollywood life.
The new Iron Editor headed off into the night with an entourage of guys and girls in grubby t-shirts, glitter, cat ears, and wings. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.